Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style, life, and pretty much anything people will tolerate me talking about. Don't Mix In, episode 8. Today we're going to talk about what I am not doing this fall, and this is from a blog post with the same title, What I'm Not Doing This Fall. And it's really going to be about what I'm trying to avoid doing when I see all the fall clothes come out and we're sick of summer and spring clothes, and the trap I'd fall into. All right, let's hold that thought for a minute so we can hear about one of my sponsors. Hey, so if you're like me, finding a place to eat is a project. Either, you know, I'm in downtown LA or Pasadena, I'm trying to figure out where can I eat and want to phone a friend, right? So Infatuation is that friend. Infatuation helps you find the right restaurants for any situation. So I looked up finding a place for brunch. They had it. If I wanted to get a meal for under $10, they got that too. And you know, I'm on a budget, so I'm into that list. So Infatuation has you covered for any situation. So if you ever needed a place to eat, but you don't want to go through all those reviews that are, they could be, you know, a little unreliable too, go ahead and hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let Infatuation do the work for you by sending them a text to 64560. Again, 64560. And so you can go ahead and talk to a real person that way that will respond to you and try to figure out the restaurant that's perfect for whatever you're trying to get into. So go ahead, check out theinfatuation.com or text the code 64560. All right, so it's like August and we are in, it's still really hot though now, let's be honest, but and all the fall clothes are coming out, all the magazines are coming out with all the fall clothes, and it's, for me, it's like a setup, it's entrapment, because I end up buying clothes that I'm not gonna wear, because over the years I've kind of figured out the things that I'm drawn to, the things that just don't work for me. So what I would end up buying every fall is like oversized blazers. I've said in a previous episode when we talked about finding the right blazer, those don't necessarily work for me. It has to be a certain kind of cut for them, but that usually ends up being that they're not oversized then. So that's been one of the ones I've been drawn to that has not worked. The other one is plaid. I've bought plaid over the years, and I end up just selling my stuff on Poshmark eventually. After I kind of wear them a few times, I just don't reach for those pieces as often. And then the other thing would be the color, like maroon, burgundy, wine. I wear it, but I just don't wear it that often. I don't know if it's maybe the lipstick thing, like I want to wear my red color, and that's not the color I think that works with that type of piece. So those are the three ones that I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stop the madness this fall so that I stick to what works for me. And so that I don't end up wanting to, you know, sell these pieces once the season is over. All right. Now let me back up a little bit. I don't know if you remember in the previous podcast episode where I talk about how to stop buying things you're not going to wear, how to avoid buying things you're not going to wear, I should say. I talk about a book called The Curated Closet. So this book had an idea that I had not heard before where it's about blending seasons when you're planning your wardrobe. So let me explain. So instead of thinking of fall, winter, and spring and summer as all separate seasons, blending your fall and winter wardrobe and, you know, blending your spring and summer wardrobe is what is suggested in this book. So what does that mean? That means I'm going to be planning fall and winter together, and I'm going to be planning my summer and spring wardrobe together. And then just kind of adding or taking away pieces, depending on the weather. So that makes sense for me. And I think I actually like winter a little bit better because you start wearing more reds and more kind of glitzy stuff starts showing up, sparkly things for the winter. So Yeah, it made sense for me. And that's what I did this fall when I was approaching, you know, how I wanted to buy any more pieces to add to my wardrobe. So this time for my fall shopping, which is not a lot because we're on a budget, people. What I did is I picked up a shirt dress, and I also picked up a midi kind of knit dress. It's fitted, but really comfortable. And then the other thing I picked up was a top in a different color that I like the color. I don't wear it as much, but I feel like it's a color that will actually match with the rest of my wardrobe. So this blog post will be linked in the show notes. What I'm not doing this fall is the name of the blog post. So you can go ahead and see these pieces as I kind of talk about them. The first one I'm going to talk about is the shirt dress. And with shirt dresses, I always like them. I just don't have a lot of them. And it's not because I've avoided them. It's just I don't feel like I see enough of them out in the stores at my price point. So it kind of always reminds me of Mad Men, like Joan. I don't know if you watched Mad Men. If you haven't, I would just watch it for the fashion. Anyway, so this shirt dress is from the Target Prologue line. Why I am liking a shirt dress is because it's pretty simple in its cut, and the fit is skimming, you know, your body, but not too tight. And I feel like there's a lot of versatility with a shirt dress. It can be worn to work, like I've already done. It can be worn for the weekend, and then it can be worn, you know, through fall and winter. I just think it's changing up the, you know, what you wear it with. So if I'm going to wear it in the fall right now, I might just do a blazer, right, in heels or something, or some flats. And then if I'm going to wear it for the winter, I can add a coat and then tights and boots. Next up is a basic black knit midi dress. This is super comfortable, also from the Target Prologue line. I love the way this is fitting and feeling. And, you know, if I'm going to wear it to work, I probably have to wear like a little blazer or something like that because it's a bit more on the fitted side. But I could easily wear this fall, you know, on the weekends with some little heels and some boots, or winter with tights and boots and a nice coat. Then the last thing that I did that was different was picking up a different color, you know, but one that I knew could work with my wardrobe, but not picking a color that I would think is typical for fall, but could kind of, you know, still match with what I already have. So I went with this lilac kind of lavender top that's also from the Target Prologue line. I love it. This is just kind of flowy. It's like a mock neck. And I'm wearing it with denim jeggings in the blog post, but I can see myself wearing this tucked in with a pencil skirt for work, which I think will look great. Or some slacks, you know, for work, and some flats as well. So there you have it. I'm not going to get swept into the fall hype and get something that I'm not going to wear. I am going to be going with stuff that, like I said, will work with my wardrobe, and hopefully gave you some ideas of what you want to do, or what do you want to avoid this fall or winter that does not work for your wardrobe. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixupwithcurves.com. I'm going to link this episode in the show notes. It is what I'm not doing this fall. And you can go ahead and see the outfits there. You can see the shirt dress from Target Prologue line. Well, all of them are from the Target Prologue line. So the shirt dress, the midi knit dress, and you can also see the lilac kind of lavender top that I'm referring to. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review so I will know what you do like, what you don't like, and what you want to hear more about. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.